At last he stood on the stairs, and the tall man appraised him up and down, a smile ticking at the corners of his mouth. The man licked one thumb and used it to wipe at the skin of Amarz's cheek. He nodded.
"Why, hello, boy. I think you might be just who I've been looking for. Tell me, where are you from?"
"I live on the other side of the trash heap, sir, with my mother."
"I'm certain you do, but that's not what I am asking, dear boy. Before that, where are you from? Where is your mother from?"
But if his mother had ever told him the name of the land they came from, Amarz could not remember it. "Between the sand and the sea," he said vaguely, "among the cliffs." To Amarz's surprise, the tall man said kindly,
"I know the place well. Do you like horses?"
Amarz's only experience with horses was that they were terrifying on narrow streets, but his mother had said he was born among them, so he replied, "I don't know horses well, but I'd like to learn about them."
"And so you shall."
The man gripped Amarz's shoulder and turned him toward the gate.
"Open," he said, without looking at the guard.
The gate did as he directed, and Amarz entered the palace grounds. Inside, every guard and squire and courtesan lowered their eyes before the tall man as he swept across the courtyard. But Amarz couldn't take his eyes off of the man. He had to nearly run to keep up, and he should have been watching his feet, but the boy just kept looking up at the face of this powerful man.
"I like your curiosity, boy," said the tall man, "and I'm curious about you."
"You are? Why are you curious about me? No one else is."
"Everyone else must be foolish, then. I see something in you that might be very, very useful."
This pleased Amarz, for he hated how hard his mother worked and strived to make himself as useful as possible. "What's your name?" he asked. This drew an amused look from the tall man.
"Very curious indeed," he said. "The workers, that's you. Call me sir."
"Yes, sir." And Amarz knew enough to keep quiet after that. They did not enter the palace, but walked along the side. And before they had gone very far, the tall man called sir pointed a finger at a mousy-haired young woman and said,
"You, take the boy to the stables. Tell old Jointer I've found him a new hand."
"Yes, sir," she said, and curtsied. Without a goodbye to Amarz, the tall man turned and strode back toward the palace entrance. The girl waited, hands crossed before her, and her eyes down until he disappeared around the corner. She expelled all the air she'd been keeping trapped in her lungs and grinned at Amarz.
"Oh, jeez, you two gave me a fright."
"I'm sorry," said Amarz. "I didn't mean to scare you."
"Well, you didn't. It was old Dragon there. The man makes me pee in my shoe. If he walks into a room with enough people, I swear the walls will come down with everyone shaking. Others will tell you that I ain't scared of him, but I'm not ashamed to say it. The man makes me so nervous, I'm sure I'll throw up in that little shirt pocket of his one day. I seen the prince himself squirming like a little boy when the old dragon was angry once, I did."
Amarz wasn't sure he understood what she was saying. "He seems nice," he commented, looking at the corner where the tall man had gone.
"Well, he ain't. I suppose he seems nice, until he eats you."
"Eats you?" squeaked Amarz.
"Indeed, it's quite a sight. Come to think of it, there was another boy who liked him. The last stable boy, it was. Are you the new stable boy?" "Too bad. I like that one."